Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Didn't we have a lovely time yesterday afternoon?
It was very nice, yeah.
We went for our Christmas lunch.
Yep.
Can I just ask, did you stay at Zane Lowe's house last night?
No, I didn't.
I think his shirt's lovely.
It is really nice. It's just exactly the same as one that he would wear.
No, it's not. As one that he would wear. Yeah,
one
maybe.
That he's got.
No, it's not. He has a green one, which he wears for 2 weeks on the trot.
Right. The Czech shirt thing.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It just looks like you've stayed at his house.
Lumberjack's back.
It's back.
Well, I didn't stay at his house.
Okay, good.
Although I'd like to someday.
Okay, good.
Sleep over around Zane's.
Yeah. So, thoughts on the Christmas lunch yesterday?
I thought it was very, very nice. I had a slight problem with my sausage, but apart from that, it was very nice.
I like the fact that we were still there when the email came through asking for our feedback.
Really?
Yeah. I think that was sent about 7.
What, so she was sat at the back, the lady going, right, bye, just go now.
So.
You were still there at 7?
Mm. Well, I went home about 7:15.
I went about...
I thought I'd leave that open.
What?
9, I think.
I think the one that doesn't speak said 10.
It wasn't 10, was it? Oh, well, it's Christmas.
He said he got away just in time to get a curry on the way home.
Oh, God. Now, the cheese board.
It was a bit disappointing, considering we'd had to pay extra for that. Mm. It was like a mouthful of each cheese. Maybe I'm just greedy. Your Christmas pudding was only like a spoonful as well.
It was.
Oh, the best bit about your Christmas pudding, though, was the fact
that
you thought it had been served with some kind of ice cream in a little bowl and took a great big spoonful of it, and it was brandy butter. So you just ate a great big dollop of butter.
And Becky's like, it's butter, it's butter, it's butter. By this time, it's already in my mouth. And she's going, Scott, it's butter, spit it out, it's butter. It's fine. Let's talk about when you got there as well and what was on the walls.
Oh, they were scary.
What?
There was like wild boar's heads hanging off the wall, and they actually make me jump and scream.
When we got there, first of all, Becky was like, oh, this is nice, sit down.
I was a vegetarian up until about 3 weeks ago.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time to answer your correspondence. It's Dear Scott.
We get so many emails and texts every day, and we get a posh lady from Radio 4 to read them out, and then we answer them. First one.
Dear Scott, I really hate you and your show and think it's honestly the worst one on air. You all disgust me, and I hope you have a really rubbish Christmas and realise that in fact you should quit your job. Becky and Chappers, smell. I hate you.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks very much for your feedback. There seems to be more of these coming in these days.
I think it's started a trend.
I think it has.
Only joking. Oh. Replace hate with love, worst with best, disgust with amuse, rubbish with good, quit your job with get a promotion, smell with are so funny, and finally, replace hate with love. I really love you and your show and think it's honestly the best one on air. You all amuse me, and I hope you have a really good Christmas and realise that in fact you should get a promotion. Becky and Chappers are so funny. I love you. Dave.
Brilliant. Thanks, Dave. I think I prefer the first one.
Well, I do, really. And also because when the Radio 4 lady reads the first bit out about hating us and the show being rubbish, she sounds genuine.
Yeah.
But there's a slight sarcasm in her voice, I feel, when she does the whole love one.
But the first bit was really genuine.
She kind of did it properly.
Yeah.
I hope these ones are okay, actually, because yesterday when I did the recording with the posh Radio 4 lady, she'd been on an early shift and hadn't actually eaten anything, and I gave her a brandy-filled mince pie, which maybe was a mistake.
She went a bit bonkers.
She was like, oh, I feel a little bit tipsy.
Bless her.
It's good to see another side of her.
I like that. Next.
Dear Scott, eating out again? Does Becky ever eat in her own home? She is really living the dream.
Oh, yes.
Sam in Northampton, X.
Wow, what can I say?
True. You're never into eat.
When did you last eat at home?
This is bad. It's really bad.
Honestly.
You are living the dream.
Maybe over the weekend.
You were in for a meal.
It's just the lifestyle I lead. It doesn't make sense. It's hard to be at home. It's the lifestyle I lead, darling. It would have been breakfast this morning, but I'm going to have, you know, food out because I wasn't hungry when I left the house.
Living the dream.
Oh, I am.
Showbiz lifestyle.
Wow. Work. Someone's got to do it. really not.
I know. But they think you are.
I know.
And you can't remember the last time you ate at home.
No.
No. It's not really helping.
Oh, well.
Next.
Hiya. I'm listening to your podcast in Tokyo, Japan. I download the podcast in the morning and listen them in the train every day on the way to my university. This morning, I was listening to your podcast, as always, and when I came to the one that doesn't speaks apple bobbing, I bursted into laughing. I couldn't suppress. That was horribly funny. Do you know how crowded Japanese trains are? Especially in the morning. We call it morning rush. We cannot move at all. And imagine I was trying so hard to suppress laughing. I couldn't, though. Anyways, I love your show so much and expect you'll make me laugh in the train again. XXX, Sato.
Thanks, Sato. That's really good. I love getting international emails and stuff. And I'm going to Tokyo soon. So maybe I'll make you laugh in the train in person.
Really scary. Especially when she said they were so crowded.
I know.
Turn around and see your grinning face out of this. Hiya.
So you'll go on public transport in Japan, will you?
Eh?
You'll go on public transport in Japan.
What are you saying? I think it's part of the experience.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have such a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Well, bearing in mind... Yeah, I have been to Japan, yeah. But bearing in mind that you're not really au fait with how public transport works.
Yes, I am.
And, of course... you don't understand anything, so you won't understand any station names or anything.
Well, I know that. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
So,
which means you could end up anywhere, knowing you.
Well, luckily, I've got someone I know that lives there.
Ah, right.
So that might help
okay.
me. So I'm just going to be with
Sato.
Him. Sato. Yeah, Sato. No, I'm going to be with him all the time. So. But apparently, there's nothing in English at all, so... Yeah, that...
That and you not knowing about public transport and wine is a recipe for disaster, if you ask me.
Oh, good. Next.
Hi, Scott. For reasons unknown to myself, the site radio in Manchester is tuned to Galaxy FM.
Ew.
They won't let me change it over to Radio 1, so I'm stuck with it. The problem is this. The lady who does the Joe Wiley slot keeps saying, "All right, Treacle." Every time she says it, I get more wound up. I associate that phrase with you and feel I should ring in to complain. What do you think? Dan Smith... Unhappy in Manchester.
Oh, Dan, don't be unhappy. See it as flattery. I've not said that for a while now, have
no.
I? So, anyway, hello to the lady on Galaxy that says, "All right, Treacle, that's fine by me."
And to be fair, wasn't it Pete Beals first?
Who?
Wasn't it Pete Beals first?
I think he's from EastEnders, is he? Used to be.
I think it's a generic East End of London term.
Right.
I don't think EastEnders have copyrighted
okay.
or anything.
Okay. And you being from the mean streets of Bow or somewhere, that's why you used to say it all the time.
I used to live near there. Once. So, that qualifies me. Next.
Dear Scott, my name is Ruth and I am off of Devon. I love the show. I listen every day and download the podcast, so get a double dose. While I was meant to be revising for my maths exam today... I got bored and decided to find out how many Oh, What's Occurring games you have made. Guess what? You have done 66 games, inclusive of yesterday's, Wednesday. That is 198 questions, Scott. You must be running out of ideas. I love all of you. Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Keep up the good work and Merry Christmas to all of you. Love you, Ruth. 18.
Thanks, Ruth. That's nice. And thanks for doing the maths. You must have been really bored.
You have asked me 198 Oh, What's Occurring questions.
Yeah.
You probably weren't there for half of them. I don't know. Wasn't there cricket in the summer and football recently?
Yeah, but I was still about for the questions the majority of the time. Also, anyway. On a couple of occasions, there weren't three every day because of technical problems.
That's true.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
We had our Christmas lunch yesterday in a pub, which is very nice, apart from your sausage, which is a little bit...
It was a little bit chewy.
Disappointing.
Yeah, it was.
And the cheese board. But then the cheese board was probably quite a normal size.
I quite like the cheese board.
Yeah, the thing is, me and Becky could eat, like, we can eat a whole cheese board, like, by ourselves, one from the supermarket size.
Yeah.
And, like, it's true, isn't it? It's just never enough. You can't have enough brie or whatever.
I thought the only thing that was strange about the cheese board was they served it with hobnobs.
Yeah, I didn't like them.
They weren't hobnobs, they were oat cakes.
Well, right, well, they taste like
hobnobs.
Says
the man who thought the brandy butter was ice cream.
As I took a massive mouthful. It's butter, Scott, it's butter, don't eat it, it's butter! I liked the stuffed animals on the wall. Becky, not so much.
I kept thinking they were going to fall on my head.
A wild boar would fall on your head.
Yeah.
You'd have to have jumped a long way to have landed on your head, because you were miles away from them.
Oh, no, after you left, I moved and sat underneath
it. Right, OK, right.
It wasn't going to leap out at me.
And then the one that didn't speak was like, do you know what, I'd quite like to be stuffed. I think you did say that, didn't you? And then we said that maybe we could, like, when we leave Radio 1, they could stuff us, and they could just put us in the studio on the wall.
Who on earth would want that?
Me.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, on the oldest game in the world, Would You Rather? Yesterday, which we like playing, Chappers claimed he could have changed the course of history by defeating William the Conqueror at the Battle of Hastings.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be called William the Conqueror then, would he?
No.
Chappers the Conqueror.
Chappers the Conqueror and William the Defeated.
Yeah. That is if you did manage to beat him off, which you could have done.
Yeah.
And now it's time for another episode of Would You Rather? Okay, would you rather be able to fly, but every time you flew, you were naked, or have the ability to be invisible, but any time you were invisible, people nearby would slag you off? Go.
Oh, I'd fly.
Oh, no one wants to see that.
Well, that, yeah.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No, it's a naked mark.
Yeah, I'd say
so you're flying.
Yeah.
I'm invisible.
Because
even if they're slagging you off, you can still do whatever you want.
And I've got clothes on, so that's fine.
You haven't, because you're invisible.
You haven't, because you're invisible.
But at least you're not naked and flying through the air.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd be so high up that people wouldn't be able to see anything. So,
won't get you.
How high is that?
I could fly so well that no one would see me. I'd be so high up in the sky. Okay, right, so we're going for people slagging you off but being invisible. You're going for flying. Okay, next. Would you rather travel to any time in history for a week or hang out with any modern celebrity for a week? Go.
Oh.
That's hard, isn't it?
Oh.
I'm quite interested on Becky's answer for this one.
I think I'd go back.
All right, then, I won't bother.
Go back to the fall of Rome or hang out with the Saturdays for a week?
I'd go back to the olden days, but I can't work out when.
No, you wouldn't. You'd hang out with the Saturdays.
I so would.
Would you? Which bit in particular? What about when the Hof brought down the Berlin Wall?
No,
you're
that's
obsessed.
Still quite recent, isn't it?
It is quite recent, but...
You're trying to combine the two there by hanging out with a celebrity and going back in history at the same time.
See what I've done? That's what I would do.
Early 1900s, maybe.
Okay, why?
Don't know, just fancy.
Because she's a big fan of Casualty 1912. Yeah. Why?
Hello.
Hello. Aren't we all? Next. Would you
rather? Oh, he really didn't want my answer.
Oh, sorry.
No, fine. No, I'd like to know. No, move on.
No, I'd like to know.
Move on.
No, I want to know.
Don't do this.
No, I want to know. No, please don't do this. It's Christmas. I want to know. I just forgot.
I'd hang out with the celebrities.
Would you?
Which
ones?
Do I get a different one each day?
It's up to you, really.
Oh, well, there's so many, really. But I'd start with Girls Aloud, I think.
Would you?
That's 5 days.
That is.
And then maybe Alicia Dixon for a day.
Okay.
Lisa Snowden?
Yeah, and Lisa Snowden, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
I'd just do dancing classes all week with them.
Excellent. Next. Would you rather live your whole life desperately needing to wee and be unable to do so, or live your whole life weeing immediately wherever and whenever the urge came to you?
Oh, so, well, the second one's not far off what I do at the moment, to be honest.
So. Sorry? What do you mean?
Would you just wee ever?
No, well, not
wee,
not quite literally, but, if you need
whenever.
A wee, if you need a wee, you go, don't you? So, yeah, so the second one.
But I think it's, like, any time you
So,
you
like,
wee.
Now?
Yeah, like, you just wee.
Yeah, fine.
That's fine, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That feeling when you desperately need a wee and you wouldn't be able to go,
I couldn't
deal with that. I'd rather be slightly damp.
What about you?
I'm just weeing wherever.
I'm weeing as well. So we're all agreed on that, aren't we?
So why did you think my answer was so astonishing?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
This is very exciting now.
Oh. What's occurring?
Please welcome to a ho 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 What's Occurring 3-way.
What's occurring?
It's our guessing game quiz. It's the best of the year because it's Christmas and we get to play all the old stuff again. But my question to Chappers and Becky is, can they remember the answers to the Oh, What's Occurrings? Let's find out. We're also joined by our special guest player today, Sarah Cox.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks very much. Long-time listener, first-time caller. It's great to be here.
Thank you. I know you're a big fan of Oh, What's Occurring.
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm a little bit creepy and a little bit of a stalky pants when it comes to Oh, What's Occurring, because every time I see the one who doesn't speak in the office, I rush up and go, it was brilliant today, like that.
Yeah, I know.
See, this is slightly worrying because as a fan, then
she's going to know.
Then Sarah will have an advantage because she'll probably remember everything that's happened. Mm.
Yeah, and I've got some of the results printed on a T-shirt that I wear.
Excellent.
Just around the house, like.
Yeah. I bet you're feeling really Christmassy, like all our listeners are, after hearing Glass Vegas doing Stay Another Day.
Yeah, I mean, the reaction we got yesterday on the text when we played it. Was astounding. A lot of people feeling very, very Christmassy.
Yeah.
Mm. It was a bit like the music they played. I think they used to play it in the olden days when it was like, bring out the your dead. I think it was that kind of vibe. Which I think, for one, is very Christmassy. But I don't have a two-faced because they were very nice. I chatted to them yesterday and they were really nice. And then it was like, take it away. And they were like, oh. Day another day. No, thanks, I'm off.
Yeah. Okay, let's play the game.
What's occurring?
Hi, Chappers.
Hi.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Okay, first one. You know Bob Sinclar off Dance Music?
Mm.
He's had lots of hits, like World Hold On. Love Generation. Mm. And can anyone think of any more?
No.
Lots of other similar sounding hits. Mm. And you know Axwell? He's also off of Dance Music. Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming right to mine on Boxing Day.
Anyone remember his track? Tracks to maybe... Anyway, you know him, right? And Bob Sinclar, they're friends. And they are friends because they share a love of cheese. So we got Axwell and Bob Sinclar to bring in their favourite cheese to Radio 1 and ask various members of staff here at Radio 1 to identify the cheese just by smelling it. But here's my question to all of you. How many people out of 10 would identify the cheese just by smelling Bob Sinclar and Axwell's cheese? Sarah Cox.
Oh, no, are they blindfolded?
Yes.
They're quite a cultured lot at Radio 1.
They are.
Do you work in a different office to us?
Sarah.
I think... six.
Sarah Cox says six people would identify the cheese correctly. Becky.
Two.
Chappers.
I was going to say two. Three.
Okay. I like this three-way, it's good.
You're going to have awful trouble keeping score here.
Yeah. Let's find out.
What's the kidding?
Here's Bob Sinclar and Axwell with their new game, Smell My Cheese.
Hello, I'm Bob Sinclar and Smell My Cheese.
Oh, that's not the game, that's just him saying that.
That was a short one.
Here it is.
Hello, I'm Axwell.
Hello, I'm Bob Sinclar and Smell My Cheese.
Hello there, beautiful lady. What is your name?
It's Pippa.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
We have a special task for you today. We want you to smell our cheese.
Lovely.
And smell my cheese. That's not a cheese name, but keep going.
I don't know. Roquefort?
You're right.
Hello, big boy.
Hello.
What's your name, man?
My name's Tom.
Okay, Tom. Would you mind to smell my cheese?
It's blue. That's about it.
Hi, I'm Gemma.
Thank you for coming. Would you mind smelling my cheese?
Smell my cheese.
Oh, it smells like feet.
Right. That was my foot, but would you mind smelling my cheese?
Stilton?
No, sacre bleu. No.
What's your name, sir?
Toby.
Toby, welcome. Would you mind taking a little bit of a deep breath on this cheese here? And can you tell me what it is?
Danish blue.
Impossible. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Can you smell my cheese?
It smells mouldy. I don't know. I don't know what cheese it is.
My name is Pat.
Hello, Pat. Can you smell this cheese, please?
Is it
Gorgonzola.
No, my friend, completely wrong. Hello, what's your name?
Jocelyn.
Okay, so now smell my cheese. So?
Is it Gouda?
No, it's not Gouda. No, it doesn't smell that, huh?
All right, Nathan, let's smell the cheese.
Brie?
Brie? Wrong.
Hello, blonde lady. What's your name?
Katie.
Can you smell my cheese, please?
Okay.
Smell my cheese.
That's definitely a blue cheese. I think, yeah, like a Roquefort.
Okay, you're right. You win. What did you win?
Are you the cheese master coming up?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. My name is Axwell. Smell my cheese, please.
Smell my cheese.
An aged Roquefort.
Roquefort, for sure. Hello, I'm Bob Sinclair.
I'm Axwell.
And smell my cheese.
Smell my cheese.
Oh, we need to bring Smell My Cheese back, I think.
Wow.
Actually, now there's a gap on Saturday nights. Like, now Strictly's not on. I think they could make it Saturday night, BBC One.
Do you think?
Smell My Cheese.
Yeah, it would have to be Smell My Cheese and Crack My Cracker or something, maybe.
Why would it have to be that?
Well, just to add a bit of a different spin on it.
Okay.
Are you offering yourself up as the host, Scott?
Me and Sarah could do it together. We're TV gold on when we're together on television.
Richard and Judy without the crackling sexual energy.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you both wore sort of tight lycra suits and put a helmet on, anything will get commissioned if that's the costume.
Chappers, unfortunately, gets the point on that one. Smell my cheese. He said three. Well done.
What's the curry?
Next.
And they all work at Radio 1, do they, all those people?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you not recognise any of them?
No, I recognise some of them. Three, I think.
You've changed. You know the US elections?
Yeah.
They finished.
Yeah.
But when they were on,
oh, no.
We asked seven people on the streets of London. I like it that we asked seven. On the streets of London, who they'd be voting for in the US elections. Bear in mind, none of them were actually able to vote. Here's the question. How many said they'd be voting for Obama? Sarah?
I remember this one. I think it was seven. I think it was like four or something mad.
You're actually playing this properly, aren't you?
She's got the scores written down.
Yeah.
Chappers?
I think it was a little bit higher than that. I think it was five.
Becky.
Mom?
Six.
You bring me tea? Sorry.
What's going on?
I just wanted my mum bring me a cup of tea. It's going cold.
Oh. Say hi to Jackie.
I want to stay hydrated during the quiz.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, Chappers.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Chappers, then.
You're right.
Oh, she's gone now.
All right, that was brief.
So, Sarah's saying four, Chappers are saying five, Becky's saying six. Ooh. Let's find out.
What's occurring?
We are seven people on the streets of London, bearing in mind none of them are actually able to vote in the US elections. How many would vote for Obama?
Who will you be voting for in the American election?
From what I've read, Obama's got some very good views on foreign policy. I like his style and I like his outlook.
And are you American yourself?
I'm not, no, I'm English.
So we've got the American elections tomorrow. Yeah. Who will you be voting for?
Obama.
And why is that?
Well, he's the best candidate, really. The other guy seems to me to be a bit pretentious and a bit kind of old.
I haven't really followed the election that closely, but I would say Obama, just because I think it'd be great to see the first black president in America. Yeah.
Are any of you guys American, then?
No.
No. Okay, so the American elections are tomorrow. Yeah. Who will you be voting for?
Obama.
And why?
Because he's the man.
He's real. Like, nah, for real, Barack Obama, because he's talking a lot of sense.
So, we've got the American elections tomorrow. Who will you be voting for?
Probably Obama.
And why would you say that?
Seems to be quite an invigorating breath of fresh air for the in terms of American politics.
Are you American yourself?
No, I'm not.
So are you allowed to vote in the election? So we've got the American elections tomorrow. Who will you be voting for?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
I'm doing rubbish at this. It's much easier playing along in the car.
It's like all quizzes, though. When you're watching it on TV or listening to the radio, it's like, oh, it's easy. And then when you get on, it's not.
Yeah.
So the answer was 6. Becky gets a point. Come on, Sarah.
What's occurring? Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am. Yeah.
He's my favourite.
So even when you don't do very well on this quiz, people like that make you feel better about yourself.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks. You know mechanics? Now, I don't even know how this started off. I think someone on the text or something said that they went to take their car in for a service and all people in there were called Steve. So we just wondered if all mechanics were actually called Steve. We called up 5 garages. How many of those 5 garages had a Steve working there? Sarah?
2.
Straight in, the 2.
Oh, that sounds like she knows this one.
Okay, Chappers?
I'm going to say 1.
Becky?
4.
Out of how many?
5.
Yeah, I'll stick with 2.
I've never heard you this serious before.
I love
ever.
It. She's really taking it seriously.
Brilliant. It's my life. I'm going to change my middle name from Joanne to Oh What's A Garing. Sarah Oh What's A Garing Cox.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
We called 5 garages. How many of them had a Steve?
Hello?
Hello, Steve there, please.
Who?
Steve.
No, mate, you got the wrong number.
The Steve Meister, you know, Steve Man.
Who do you want? Hang on.
Steve.
Good morning, Car Clinic.
I wonder if I could speak to Steve, please.
I don't think we've got a Steve.
Little Steve.
Little Steve. No, I don't...
You know, Teeny Weeny Steve, they call him.
No, we definitely don't have a Teeny Weeny Steve.
Wee Steve?
Nope. Nope, no Stevens here.
Mini Go. Steve.
Nope, no Mini Steve.
Small Steve.
No.
Good morning, Country Rivers.
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Who's calling, please?
It's Scott.
Scott. Hello there.
Hi, Steve, you all right?
Fine, thank you.
Can I just ask, are you the Steve that's allergic to mushrooms?
No.
Which Steve are you, then?
Steve?
Yeah.
I'm Peter.
Oh, right, I asked for Steve.
We haven't got a Steve that works here. Who are you trying to contact?
Steve, you know the one with terrible bad breath, can't stick mushrooms. No?
No, I haven't got a clue who that is. DJ Bird Auto Services.
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve who?
Big Steve.
Well, we've got a Phil, we've got a Chris, we've got a Stuart.
Are any of them really, really fat?
Really fat? No.
Oh, it's not Steve, then, is it?
No. Hello, Samuel.
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Who's calling, mate?
It's Scott.
1 minute, mate, I'll fetch you for you.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
All right, I think I've got the wrong number, sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, Sarah.
God, I really thought I'd clinched it then. I thought I had a last minute.
Yeah. There's only... Only one, so Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
What's Occurring?
I feel a bit guilty that Sarah came on and hasn't actually won a point.
Yeah, I do. I don't feel guilty.
Are you on tomorrow, Sarah, on Radio 1?
Yeah.
Do you fancy coming back and doing it again?
Yeah, I'd love to, please.
Because, you know, I'd like to give you another chance.
Okay, yeah, that'd be nice.
Is that right?
Are you sure?
Well, I'd like to. It's just whether... I mean, I know you've got your mum staying for Christmas and all that, so I don't want to interrupt your busy life.
Oh, actually, hang on a minute. Tomorrow.
Oh, are you busy?
No, but there'll be noisy small people in the background. Well, maybe. Not my mum. She's going on.
All right.
So maybe you could take on Jackie tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could be a mother and daughter special.
Wow, that could be amazing.
We'll discuss it when you get here later.
All right, my darling.
Thanks, love.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
You know what it's like? You need to get some Christmas presents, but there's people that are really hard to buy for. Or maybe you've just got no money, hearing the credit crunch, and you're thinking, what can I get them? Well, help is now at hand with Becky's Classifieds. These are things you can actually get right now on the internet for a snip.
Yeah?
First one.
Large polystyrene 2008 numbers.
Now, isn't Greg that what sounded you've always wanted?
A little bit confused halfway through that, didn't he?
I don't understand what these are.
Large polystyrene 2008 numbers.
So it's 2008, but they're big polystyrene numbers.
Right.
Really big?
Mm. Okay.
Sound good, actually.
Hi. We're filming today with huge numbers that we had specially made for a set. They are 6 feet high and 2 feet wide. They are very light, but bulky, so you would need a van to move them.
I've always wanted some 2008 numbers.
6 feet high?
Yeah, they're
it's for
huge.
A TV
they're
show.
Really good, and they're free.
It was obviously some kind of New Year TV show.
For last year.
Last year, yeah.
But you could just, when 2009 comes, you could just, I don't know.
Just have them in your house or something.
What,
just get a new number
the
nine.
Eight to
yeah.
a nine?
Yeah. We'll just buy, just buy a new nine.
Yeah.
They cost a lot of money to make, so we need a good home for them to go to. If you've got an office Christmas party coming up, they would be brilliant.
Do you know what I thought was missing from the Radio 1 Christmas party?
Some 2008 polystyrene numbers.
Really big 2008. That was the only thing that was missing in my view.
Are they all stuck together, so it's 2008, or are they separate numbers so you could rearrange them?
You'd That's be brilliant true. In 8002.
8002.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Or you if could your phone number starts 0208,
oh,
then
that's
you can
get
all the rest of the numbers to... Put your phone number on display.
If they are stuck together, that's going to be a bit of a job just prising the eight off, isn't it?
Well, not massively. They're polystyrene,
I suppose. Yeah.
They need to be collected today at 6 p.m. from Marylebone. Send an email now if you want them. Thanks.
Oh, was that when was that? Yesterday?
Yeah, I think they might have already gone. They might still be there.
Okay, check, please. I'd quite like them. Next.
5 foot Monsters Inc. Sully. £250.
That's not cheap.
It's not
this
cheap.
This is supposed to be Becky's Classifieds. Bargains ahoy.
I know it's not cheap, but I've never seen a massive life-size Sully from Monsters Inc. before, so I thought it might be quite good.
It's a bit pricey.
Want to give your kids the best present ever? Well, look at this giant, fluffy Sully from Monsters Inc. He is adorable and will be your child's best friend. He is approximately 5 foot tall and 4 foot wide at the widest point.
See, I think he would
brilliant
scare in your lounge.
He would scare my kids to death, I think, if I brought a 5 foot monster home.
It looks really cute in the picture. There's like a little kid sat in front of Sully. It's massive. Really cute.
Please note, the child does not come with Sully.
Good.
Thanks for pointing
Thanks
that
for that.
Out.
Yeah. Someone says they want those numbers. You could use them for a 20th, 28th or even 82nd birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good idea.
80th.
80th, yeah. I'm not interested in the Monsters, Inc. thing at all. I don't even know what that is, really.
Okay, well, these ones are free.
Okay.
VHS videos for recording onto.
Now, if you don't remember these, Scott, before DVDs, there was a thing called tape, and you used to put videos in the video machine.
Right.
I know how young you are, so
and what
you
did
might
those,
not remember.
What did the machines look like?
Just really big box-type machines made of metal or... You just put the tape in, it went...
But in kind of similar in style to a DVD player?
Yeah, just a bit bulkier.
Okay. And tape, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What was the quality like?
Quite bad.
A large selection of blank videos acquired in house clearance. Has that type of case which makes them look like old-fashioned books.
Oh, no.
Classy.
I think my dad's got some of them.
What, videos made to look like books?
Books, yeah. I seem to remember some red ones. It's not my dad sending it, is it?
I don't know.
Only condition is you must take all or nothing.
Well, that's all right. The more you get for free, the better.
Offered as blanks, but videos have the following labels. I have no reason to think they've been erased, so if you buy them, you will need to delete all this stuff. Short Circuit, E.T., North by Northwest... Predator 2, Running Man, Sky Riders 1.5, The Great Escape, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Cliffhanger, License to Kill, Where the Spies Are, Terminator 2, One Police Plaza, Star Trek Episodes, and Torn Curtain.
Is that not just the ITV2 Christmas schedule?
But I think it's brilliant, because you two could increase your film knowledge.
I've heard of E.T.
Nothing.
Yeah, I've heard of Short Circuit.
And watch them all on this VHS, this old-style movie player.
Don't we need a VHS player, though?
You'd probably be able to get one of them for free as well on the classified somewhere.
Okay. Do people not really use them much anymore?
No.
Okay.
The rest of those films I don't think I'd heard of.
Beverly Hills
Have you never seen Torn Curtain?
No.
What's that?
I think it's a Hitchcock.
I'm a little bit dubious about getting... When I get a VHS with a film called Torn Curtain on it, I'm not sure I want that, really.
You know, you said that your dad had you thought... No, you said your dad had, like, a big red book on his shelf that you thought were videos. Or was he on This Is Your Life?
No, he wasn't on This Is Your Life.
Right, OK. He's
got some, I think. Anyway, next.
Free microwave.
Oh, OK. Actually, I need a new microwave because my display's gone, so you can't tell how long you're microwaving things for. It goes off for about 6 months and then comes back on again.
How long are you microwaving stuff for six months?
No, I mean...
That'd be a well-cooked jacket potato.
No, what happens is...
Also, you know how you say that you can't tell how long you're microwaving things for? Do you not have a watch?
No, but on your average microwave... There is a countdown timer, right?
Yeah.
So that you can't see it anymore.
Okay.
So you have to put like 2 minutes on or something, and then just hope
for
the best.
6 months later, it's still in there.
But it tricks me, you see, because when I think it's fine again,
cunning these microwaves, aren't they?
When I think it's fine again, and the LED display comes back on, I'm like, okay, I don't need to buy another microwave now, and then it goes again.
Oh, tell you,
it's messing me around. So I could do with a new one.
White colour. Works fine.
There you go. Perfect.
Works fine.
Do you think this might be a microwave that would play tricks on you as well?
They are cunning. No.
Not tempted by that?
No,
I thought that advert was quite good. Short and sweet. Free microwave, works fine.
Works fine.
White wouldn't fit with your kitchen though, would it?
Wouldn't go with the colour scheme, sorry. Next.
White Christmas available for a bargain. £38.
Eh?
See, this is brilliant, but I'm a little bit dubious as to why it's £38.
Not only will you have the perfect Christmas day, but you'll also be able to win inordinate amounts of cash by placing a huge bet at the bookies for it to snow on Christmas Day 2008. All for just £38.
Well, it doesn't explain itself to me at all.
No, I'm wondering how this person can guarantee a white Christmas for £38. Unless he comes around with a massive snow machine like they use in EastEnders.
Not keen, because I don't really understand it.
Everyone wants it to snow on Christmas Day, though.
Yeah, but I don't...
Well, how's this person going to make it snow?
I don't know, but he says he will, so if you give him £38...
You're too trusting.
Now you've explained it like that, Becky.
The
only thing I would really like is the 2008 numbers, please, because I'm going to shave the 8 to make it look like a 9.
I don't think it's particularly hairy.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. X Factor or Live Lounge. I love this game.
Right.
So this is how it works. Play along on 81199. I'm going to play you some clips, right? You need to tell me if it's an auditionee from this year's X Factor
or
a real professional band or artist from this year's Radio 1 Live Lounge.
Right.
Because everyone does a cover, don't they, in the Live Lounge?
Yeah.
Now, what I've done is we have added... a bit of music to the X Factor ones, otherwise it'd be too easy and you get it straight away.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't have music on the X Factor.
Yeah.
So we've just put some music on, all right? And you tell me if it's X Factor or Live Lounge, both play along, and if it is Live Lounge, tell me who you think it is. Are you ready for your first one?
No, yeah.
Okay, here it is. X Factor or Live Lounge.
What are we supposed to do after all that we've been through? Where everything that felt so right is wrong, and now that the love is gone.
So, X Factor or Live Lounge?
Oh, God. Go on, Becky.
Live Lounge.
Yeah, I think that's Live Lounge as well, but I couldn't tell you who it was.
Who do you think it is?
I have no idea. Becky?
No.
That's really hard, though. I think that's
Have a guess at what band it might be.
I'm going to go Friendly Fires.
You're right on the Live Lounge,
right.
But it's actually Hard-Fi in the Live Lounge doing David Guetta's Love Is Gone.
All that we've been through, where everything that felt so right is wrong.
Next one. You ready? X Factor or Live Lounge? Let me know.
You lie, the skies up above me, a star
so bright, you blind me. Yeah, yeah. Don't close your eyes. Don't fade away. Don't fade away. Oh, yeah, you and me, we can ride on a star. If you stay with me, girl, we can rule the world.
So there we are, X Factor or Live Lounge?
Is it Live Lounge?
Who do you think it is?
Will Young.
You think it's Will Young in the Live Lounge?
It's Becky. Got to be X Factor, hasn't it? Yeah, X Factor.
Becky gets the point.
Oh,
it is X Factor.
Stupid.
It's Ashik off the X Factor audition.
The skies up above me.
Good guess, though, Chappers.
Thanks, close.
Right, next one. X Factor or Live Lounge?
The skies.
Okay, good.
Did you mix two together there?
No, that was the one before me.
All right.
What do you think, Becky?
X Factor. I think Ashik came back with his friend and they gave him a second chance as a double act.
Okay.
I'm going to get a Live Lounge.
Who do you think it is?
Well, there was a lot of piano on that, so I'm going to say Keane. Oh, no.
No, it's Elliot Minor in the Live Lounge. So well done to them. Right, next, X Factor or Live Lounge?
Are you playing those love games with me?
Oh.
I just want to know what to do because I need your love a lot. Oh, come on, be love me. Are you playing those love games with me?
No.
I just want to know what to do because I need your love a lot. Oh, come on now.
What do you think?
This is a Live Lounge.
Chappers?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll say Live Lounge, but I'll let Becky say who it was.
I
want Becky to say
I'd like
say
you to guess then if
no,
you think
I'm
Live
not going to tell you. I think you should have a guess first.
She knows it. Who was it?
I have no idea
have
that one.
Guess. Any band.
Play it a little bit again.
Are you playing those love games with me? I just want to know what to do because I need your love.
Go on.
It's the Mighty Boosh in the Live Lounge. Next, X Factor Live Lounge.
Barely moving, we've arrived. Looking sexy, looking fly. Baddest trick, trick inside. DJ, jam tonight. Spot me, I tend to think that you are. Come baby, don't you wanna dance with me? Can you handle handling me? You gotta do much better if you wanna dance with me tonight. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
What do you think? Oh, hi, Chris in Newcastle. There's a flaw in your game. You can't have music or pianos on X Factor.
Oh, did you
rubbish.
Not listen?
Hello, I said at the beginning. X Factor or Live Lounge?
X Factor.
Becky.
Has Beyonce been in the Live Lounge this year?
Yes, it wasn't.
X Factor.
Yes, it was. Mark off the X Factor next. Good one, this.
Whoa, 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 mysterious girl. Move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
I stop and stare at you. Walking on the shore. I try to concentrate. My mind wants to explore.
To explore.
No doubt you look so fine. Girl, I wanna make you mine.
Yeah, come on.
Just let me be with woman that I love.
Woman that I love.
X Factor or Live Lounge?
Live Lounge.
Who?
Foles.
X Factor.
Yeah, it's Ant and Seb, of course.
Why have you put it over that James Morrison song?
The one that didn't speak did that. I thought it worked rather well.
It did, actually.
And the final one, X Factor or Live Lounge?
Baby, if you've got to go. Stay another day.
think, Chappers?
You say it's a final curse.
Chappers. Live lad. Who do you think it was?
Las Vegas.
Pardon? Las Vegas. Las Vegas it was. Congratulations. From yesterday's Live Lounge. And that was X Factor or Live Lounge.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.